USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel has shared intelligence over the past 2 weeks with U.S. and European allies, suggesting that Iran is taking technical steps to prepare to enrich uranium to 90% purity, the level needed to produce a nuclear weapon. It should also be noted there is no civilian use for 90% enriched uranium. Nuclear talks resume in Vienna, with Iran returning to the negotiating table after a five-month delay. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Monday changed its previous recommendation for booster shots, saying everyone 18 and older should receive a booster dose. Last month, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky relayed a key advisory committee's recommendation that adults may get the shot.
Miss USA 2021 is Kentucky!
Miss Kentucky, Ellie Smith, was crowned 2021's Miss USA at Monday night's pageant in Tulsa, Oklahoma. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Smash-and-grab arrests have been made in California.
At least four men have been arrested in connection with two coordinated ransackings of a Home Depot outside of Los Angeles. This comes as two Nordstroms, a Louis Vuitton, and a CVS in the area have also been targets of similar crimes. Los Angeles police officer Dion Joseph, appearing on Fox News, explains what he thinks is causing the spike in crime.
They have free, complete reign because our politicians and even our district attorneys, their ideas are more important than victims of crime or protecting their property. So it's a whole different environment right now. Until that changes, we're never going to have, or the citizens are never going to have the support that they need for us to help them.
San Francisco law states that a theft under $950 is only a misdemeanor. Critics believe this makes law enforcement less likely to pursue an arrest and prosecutors less inclined to go after certain cases. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As Dr. Fauci has misled Americans on several occasions regarding the COVID-19 pandemic, one Washington lawmaker says he lied to Congress, and he has the proof. Unfortunately, no one in Washington, D.C. has the strength to stand up to the golden child.
Anybody who's looking at this carefully realizes that there's a distinct anti-science flavor to this. So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there, so it's easy to criticize. But they're really criticizing science, because I represent science. That's dangerous.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas on Fox News explains why Dr. Fauci should spend the next 5 years in prison.
So on May 11th, Fauci testified before a Senate committee that, quote, the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That's a clear categorical statement. But then on October 20th, the NIH wrote that they funded an experiment at the Wuhan lab testing, quote, if spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor in a mouse model. That is gain-of-function research.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.